Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, welcome. I am your host, Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out, a woman's ministry where we encourage, inspire, and uplift women through testimonies and stories. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Easter also. This Sunday will be Easter, the celebration of our resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So hopefully you have an amazing Easter and just enjoy your Sunday. So I just have a question for you. That question is, do you listen when the Holy Spirit speaks to you? It is important that we listen when the Holy Spirit tells us to move. As Christians, we know that the leading of the Holy Spirit is that nudge that tells us to do something or not to do something. Today, I'm going to tell you a time in my life when the Holy Spirit led me to do something, and I did it, and I was in obedience, and the outcome was amazing. And then I'm going to tell you a time in my life when I did not listen to the Holy Spirit, and the outcome was horrible. So I'm going to pray us in, and then I'll give you the scripture of the day. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this Friday, Father God. We thank you for this day, Father God, and we celebrate Easter, Father God. Thank you for the listeners, Father God. We ask that you just bless them, Father God, that they are able to listen and be in tune with the Holy Spirit, Father God. We ask that you bless the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture of the day comes from us, comes from John 14. That will be 16 through 17. 16 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever." 17, "The Spirit of Truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives within you and will be with you." So this scripture was chosen, and the Holy Spirit was chosen because there's just times when we choose to listen and we don't listen. And I would say that nudging that tells you to do something, listen to it, because let me just give you these amazing stories. So the first story is a time in my life when I listened to the Holy Spirit, and the outcome, again, was beautiful. So years ago, my kids were in college, and my daughter was sick. So she calls me, and she's sick. She's not getting any better. I told her to go to the urgent care or emergency room. She is up in Flagstaff, which is 6 hours away from California. And it's a little drive, a nice drive, but it's a drive down there. And at this time, she feels like she's gone to the emergency room or urgent care a couple of times, and they're really not listening to her there, and she's getting worse. So I asked the Holy Spirit, "Lord, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do. Like, I'm going to miss work. I'm going to have to miss work. My husband is not going to be able to go with me. I'm going alone on a 6-hour drive," which it would be my first time going down there driving by myself. So I asked God clearly here, go. The Holy Spirit tells me to go, and I go. I get down there, and we have to take my daughter 2 hours to Phoenix. So we had to take a 2-hour drive down to Phoenix. They were able to treat her. I'm so happy I listened to the Holy Spirit, because she was really sick. So they were able to treat her, do everything that they needed to do. Outcome, again, being great. Now, on the flip side of that, I'm going to tell you about a time when I did not listen to the Holy Spirit. It was the same. It was pretty much on the way home. Now, on the way home, I chose to go a different route, and I'll tell you why. Because going up to Phoenix, going up to Flagstaff, you will see crossings. You'll see animal crossing, and in those animal crossings, there's pictures, there's signs of deer's crossing, donkey's crossing, just animals crossing. And a couple of times we've gone up there, and my husband is like, "Okay, if you guys see a deer or if you see any type of animal, don't swerve around it. Don't try to avoid hitting it. You have to just hit it." And I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm nervous now. I don't want to hit any animals. So, I don't. And keeping that in the back of my head, when it's time to go home, I call OnStar. Now, mind you, I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't do it. I called OnStar. I said, hey, I want to take a different route. I don't want to go this road where the donkeys cross or where the deers are crossing. I want to take another way around. Is there another way around? And they're like, yeah, it'll take you an additional hour. So instead of it being a six-hour drive, it's going to be a seven-hour drive. I'm okay with that because I can listen to my music. I can intercede. I can pray. I can just relax and just enjoy my ride. It puts me on this road, nice road, beautiful. The nature from Flagstaff is just gorgeous, green trees everywhere. It's raining a little bit, and that's okay because it's a nice, wide road. As I'm driving this road, I'm starting to have more rain. The weather's starting to become bad. So there's some puddles. This road that was once windy is now becoming a two-lane road. So cars are passing me. They're flying. Puddles are, you know, the water is hitting my car from the other cars that are clearly the locals in the area because that water is just flying on my car. So as I'm driving this two-lane road, OnStar never told me it was a two-lane road, never told me also that it was a windy road and that it was just a horrible road. Driving down this road, the puddles are becoming higher, so they're taller. I drive a truck, and these puddles are very tall. So now I'm scared. I've pulled over to the side of the road, and I've had several breakdowns where I'm crying, very nervous, very scared. I don't know what to do. So what I do is I just start praying. I pray my way through this drive. It's about 4 hours on this road. It was just horrible. So I'm driving down this road, and I know that I cannot turn around because the way back is even worse than the road ahead. So as soon as I get off this road onto the freeway, the first thing I say to myself is, why did you take this road? Why did you not listen to the Holy Spirit? So in saying that, people of the world will tell you that the Holy Spirit is just intuition. They will just tell you that it is just, it's not the case, that it is just that voice, that it's just something in your head. And they will lead you to believe that. But we know that the Holy Spirit is the advocate for us, that it is there to help us. So God sends the Holy Spirit to help us. Can you just tell me why I did not take the advice from the Holy Spirit? He's here to protect me, to guide me, and I didn't follow through. So tell me why I could use the Holy Spirit to guide me to go up to Flagstaff, to go to the college to pick up my daughter, drive her down 2 hours, be in the emergency room for a lot of hours with my child, and no problems at all. The minute I decide to just do my own thing without listening to the Holy Spirit, there is such a big problem. There's headaches now. I'm scared. I just knew that they were going to find me on the side of the road, either stalled or turned over or just something. It was just a horrible experience. So Galatians 5:25 NIV says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, being in tune with the Spirit. I knew I was in tune with the Spirit, but for some reason that human side, I just wanted to do my own thing. And the reason why was because I didn't want to see any donkeys. I didn't want to see any deers crossing. I didn't want to hit a deer. And mind you, let me just tell you, over the last 4 years, I've never seen a donkey. I've never seen a deer. I've never seen any animal cross across that road or that freeway, that highway. I've never seen it. Never even seen, I don't believe we've ever seen roadkill there. So just I would just tell you, God sends the Holy Spirit to help us. The world will call it an institution, but we know that the Holy Spirit is here to guide us. It is important that we stay in tune and listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you now what I do just to make sure that I am in tune with the Holy Spirit. I always was in tune with the Holy Spirit. I always know the voice to listen for. I was just being disobedient. And again, like I said, just to tell you, I was being disobedient. Not a good idea. So now that I'm mature and I listen to the Holy Spirit, these are some simple ways that this is something that you can do just to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit as he leads you. So you can start the day off in prayer. Just start your daily day in prayer. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Just be in tune. There are some scriptures that you can read. John 16:13, NIV says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come." So that's just one thing that I do, making sure that I am in tune. I start off praying with the Holy Spirit. The next thing that I do is I get in the Word. I read the Bible so that I could learn the nature of God, so that I can just understand what the Holy Spirit is and what he is here to do, and that is just to guide us. So you can start off by reading John 16:15-20, and that's where Jesus promises the Holy Spirit to us. Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he's going to be leaving, and he just tells them, "I'm going to leave you guys with the Holy Spirit." So number three is, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in all decisions of your life. Galatians 5:25 says, and we just read that. So Galatians 5:25 says, "If we live by," and this one is a different version, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." So in saying that, just make sure that we go to him for every decision in our life. So it doesn't matter how, if nothing is too large or nothing is too small, so too big or too small, just make sure that you seek him first. I would encourage you this week as we finish the rest of our week. I know today is Friday, but as we finish the rest of our week, as we approach Easter, I would just challenge you to listen for the leading of the leading of the Holy Spirit. Listen, learn to follow that voice, ask for it, and then wait for a decision or wait for that do it or don't do it. So I hope that this story was encouraging to you, that this solo podcast was a good testimony. So if you want, if you can just hit me up on Faith is Your Way Out, and that's on my Facebook page. You can also reach me at RashawnBurrell@yahoo.com, because I would love to hear anybody who had an amazing testimony like this about the Holy Spirit, and then any challenges that you had and what you did as your outcome. Also, you can follow me on any podcast media, Spotify, Apple. So if the story was encouraging to you, just hit me up. Also, I just want you to have an amazing week. Have an amazing Easter. I would also love to hear from you. So be blessed. Until next week, enjoy your week, and you guys have a great day. Again, this is Rashawn Burrell, and this is Faith is Your Way Out. Stay blessed. Bye.